Nehemiah chapter 13. On that day there was a reading from the book of Moses, with the people hearing, and there was found written in it that no Ammonite or Moabite should ever come into the convocation of God. For they did not meet the sons of Israel with bread and water, and they hired Balaam against them to curse them, but our God turned the curse into a blessing. And it came to pass, when they heard the law, that they separated all the mixed camp followers from Israel. Now before this, Eliashib the priest had been given an appointment in an office of the house of our God. He was related to Tobiah, and he had acquired for him a large office, where people had previously given the meal offering, the frankincense, and various articles, and the tithe of the corn, the new wine, and the new oil, a commandment for the Levites and the singers and the gatekeepers, and the heave offering for the priests. But during all this I was not in Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I had gone to the king, and after some days I asked the king for leave, and I came to Jerusalem, and I became aware of the wrong which Eliashib had done for the benefit of Tobiah in acquiring an office for him in the courtyards of the house of God. And it was very hurtful to me, and I threw all Tobiah's household articles out of the office. And I gave instruction, and they cleansed the offices, and I restored the equipment of the house of God there, and the meal offering, and the frankincense. And I knew that the contributions for the Levites had not been given, and that the Levites and the singers who did the work had fled, each to his own field. And I argued with the administrators, and I said, "Why has the house of God been abandoned?" And I gathered them together and stationed them in their positions. And all Judah brought the tithe of the corn and the new wine and the new oil to the treasuries. And I appointed treasurers over the treasuries, Shelemiah the priest and Zadok the scribe and Pedaiah from the Levites, and alongside them was Hanan the son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, for they were considered faithful, and it was incumbent on them to apportion the revenue to their brothers. Remember me, O God of mine, for this, and do not blot out the kind deeds which I have done in the house of my God and its observances. In those days I saw in Judah men treading in winepresses on the Sabbath, and bringing grain in heaps, and loading it on donkeys, and also wine, grapes, and figs, and all kinds of burden, and bringing them to Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them on the day when they sold the produce. And Tyrians lived in the place, and they brought fish and all kinds of merchandise and sold it on the Sabbath to the sons of Judah and in Jerusalem. And I argued with the nobles of Judah, and I said to them, "What is this evil thing that you are doing, seeing you are profaning the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers do likewise, so that our God brought all this trouble on us and on this city, yet you are adding fury on Israel by profaning the Sabbath?" And it came to pass, when the gates of Jerusalem were becoming overshadowed before the Sabbath, that I ordered that the doors be shut, and I ordered that they should not be open until after the Sabbath. And I stationed some of my servant lads at the gates, so that no burden should enter on the Sabbath day. Then the traders and sellers of all kinds of merchandise lodged outside Jerusalem once or twice. But I testified against them, and I said to them, "Why do you lodge opposite the wall? If you do it again, I will lay hands on you." From that time they did not come on the Sabbath. And I instructed the Levites that they should purify themselves and come and guard the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember this too on my account, O God of mine, and have pity on me according to the abundance of your kindness. Also in those days I saw the Jews bringing Ashdodite, Ammonite, and Moabite women into their homes. And their sons spoke half Ashdodian, and they were not familiar with speaking the Judean language, but they spoke in the tongue of the various peoples. And I argued with them, and I cursed them, and I struck some of the men, and I plucked out their hair, and I adjured them by God, and said, "Do not give your daughters to their sons, and do not take any of their daughters for your sons, or for yourselves at all. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin similarly? Yet among the numerous nations there was no king like him, and he was loved by his God, and God appointed him king over all Israel." but the foreign women induced even him to sin. So shall we consent to you doing all this great evil, in acting perversely against our God, in taking foreign women into our homes? And one of the sons of Joiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was the son-in-law of Sanballat the Horonite, and I chased him away from me. Remember them, O God of mine, for the stains they brought on the priesthood, and the covenant of the priesthood and the Levites. And I cleansed them from all foreignness, and I instituted duties for the priests and Levites, each in his own work, and for the offering of wood at appointed times, and for the firstfruits. Remember me favourably, O God of mine.